What about the word pen?
Pendefo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of words. There's a lot of meanings to that. I use it to mean a dummy. He's a pendejo. He's just pure stupid. And somebody told me one time that the word pendejo can also be used, or used to be used, or is used, and this, I've never used it this way, but I've been told it also could refer to, you call a guy pendejo, would mean that his wife's fooling around on him. Now, I don't know the truth of that. You mm-hmm. pin that down with somebody that knows the older Spanish around here more than I do.
If you call someone a pendejo, would that be making very mad?
Oh, I would think so. But here, you see, those expressions, we use them all the time. I use those. I use the word expression like pendejo and baboso a lot
mm-hmm.
with friends of mine that even are not really bilingual, because they know those words.
Mm-hmm.
But we use them in a kidding way.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of friends that are just like I am. We'd rather mess around. We'll mess around. We just don't get serious. I mean, it's got to be something earth-shaking to get up too serious about something. We call each other those names.
Mm-hmm.
You do something that's halfway dumb, whether it be on the golf course or any silly thing, like you're going in the picture show and you drop your popcorn or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you pendejo, or you baboso. We use them like that. We don't get mad at each other. Now, if I was in a real, getting real uptight with somebody almost to the fighting point, I don't think I'd put those words on him. I'd come out with something in English a whole lot stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, those are just kidding around terms, the way I use them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they get down. Your true Mexicans or your Latin Americans that are really wanting to cut down somebody, like we might call them an SOB, they might call them a pendejo or a baboso.
Mm-hmm. What would you call someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money?
Tight.
Or he'd be a what?
Miser.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Penny pincher. What's the other word? I don't know. There's many more words. I usually come out with tight or stingy.
Mm-hmm.
Not stingy too much. I usually use the word tight.
What about an older person who still gets around real well, does all his work, doesn't seem to get tired? You'd say for his age, he's still awfully.
Spry?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
concerned?
Or a little...
worried?
Or you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
uneasy?
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
worry?
And the child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid of the dark?
Okay. And you say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now, she...
didn't used to be.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common?
Mm-hmm.
Person's common. Kind of trashy.
Mm-hmm. It's an insulting thing to me.
Oh, yeah, person's common. I don't throw that around too easy. These other words we've gone over that I told you using fun and all that like that are really pretty strong words if you're using them in a harsh way. Now, common to me is kind of taking down somebody and his folks and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the word common put in front of the words white trash.
Mm-hmm.
Just pure common white trash. And you know, to me, it's getting down there pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What if you say that a girl is very common? What does that mean?
Very common. Well, probably looks tacky.
Mm-hmm.
Probably scroungy looking and doesn't know how to talk or doesn't have any manners.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, stuff like that.
Say someone leaves a lot of money on the table, goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say he's mighty what with his money?
Free.
Or?
Mighty loose.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a damn fool.
Or just to leave it lying like that, where anyone could steal
careless.
It.
Careless.
Huh?
Careless.
And someone who makes up his mind and then you can't argue with him.
He's hard-headed.
And someone who you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just any little thing.
You can't joke. Hello? Hello? No, she isn't. No. No, I think she's up the street with a friend of hers. That doesn't sound right. Who is this? Is Sand? Hello. Listen to that. That was dialed on the whole time he was talking. Okay, somebody's what? Hard-headed and you can't joke with?
Yeah, someone who's real sensitive about...
Touchy?
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know we'd get so...
No, it gets so... Well...
Just all of a sudden he got really...
Mad?
Uh-huh. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them to just...
Calm down.
And...